弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters.
啊，真的感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
我们可以在神的家里面一同来聚会，来敬拜主。
That in His home we get to praise and worship together.
我们今天早上要交通的主题是遵照神的吩咐。
This morning, the topic we're going to talk about is to follow the Lord's command.
那也是啊，神接着上一次在弟兄姊妹中间所分享的信息。
Also a continuation from our last message.
那把最后一段能够交通完毕。
So that I could finish the last sermon.
那在交通之前呢，就是先分享一下我们在生活上的一些的交通跟劝勉。
But before we start, let me share with you some of our daily fellowship.
那我们知道呢，我们从去年开始呢，我们就，对不起啊，我先试一下，没办法。你那可以调吗？没关系，那就请你帮我了啊。好，那我们就是在交通之前，我们有一些生活上的交通跟劝勉。
So before we start, we have some.Recent activities that we could encourage and fellowship.
那在去年年底的时候，我们弟兄姐妹，我们一起服侍的，做带领的，我们都有一起的交通。
So at the end of last year, all the people that serve, we got together and had a meeting.
那特别在今年呢，我们就希望一些弟兄姊妹在一些的聚会上，在一些小组的活动上，能够起来做带领者的角色。
And more particularly, we want to train the brothers and sisters so that they could become leaders of the small group.
那在这一个聚会里面呢，在这些的活动里面呢，我们都邀请弟兄姊妹能够来带领这些的聚会或是活动。
So in all of our meetings this year, we invite new brothers and sisters to be leaders.
所以呢，作为一个带领者呢，这样的一个角色非常的不容易。
So to be a leader, it was never easy.
那我自己呢，就觉得我不是一个领导者的角色。
So I thought to myself that I would not make a very good leader.
可是当神的家有需要的时候，
But when there is a need in God's house,
那我虽然没有，可是我非常愿意摆上。
But even though I may not have the ability, I am willing to do it.
所以呢，我相信在今年呢，有许多的机会让弟兄姊妹特别在神的家里面有一些带领的角色。
So I believe that in this year, we have a lot of opportunities for brothers and sisters to step up.
那弟兄姊妹，我们都要给他们有更多的赞美跟支持。
So brothers and sisters, when you meet these leaders, please praise them.
因为呢，做一个带领的人并不容易。
Because it is never easy for someone to step up and be a leader.
因为可能他们要在聚会前或是活动前就先做一些思考跟预备。
Because it takes some efforts and preparations for this person to lead.
那在聚会之后或是活动之后呢，他们又有一个很健康的心理来承受弟兄姊妹的私底下的抱怨或是当面的赞美。
And it also takes a lot of understanding and the right thinking for these brothers and sisters to listen to your complaints or compliments afterward.
所以呢，有时候我们会发现可能一个活动结束或是一个聚会结束，弟兄姊妹觉得啊，太难了，太难了，下次不要再找我。
So a lot of times, this leader might think that after the events that it is just too hard for me to handle, and I will not do it again.
那我们也非常感谢主呢，我们的弟兄呢，那一直在往前。
But thanks to the Lord, the brothers and sisters they persistently hold on to their position.
所以我们可以看到，我们在父堂，我们的屋顶呢，我们做得非常的好。
So we could see that the roof of our second hall is done.
现在不再漏水了。
That no longer it now leaks water.
那我们也看到我们的图书室重新整，就是粉刷起来了。
And we have also seen that the library is now restored.
那我们也看到呢，昨天呢，我们的弟兄呢又把这个招牌修好了。
And then yesterday we even fixed the signs up front.
那从晚上八点到早上四点这一段时间，我们的招牌都会点亮。
From the nighttime 8:00 PM to 4 in the morning, our signs will now light up.
所以呢，我们会发现有许多的弟兄姊妹在这些的事上都做了一个领导者的角色。
So we see that in a lot of these different small things, brothers and sisters are stepping up to be leaders.
我希望我们常常可以给我们的负责弟兄一些赞美的那样的一个机会。
So I hope that every time you meet these brothers and sisters, give them some compliments.
因为他们为着神的家站在那里。
Because they stood firm for the Lord.
所以呢，他们不但呢在那里看。
And not only they notice something is wrong,
他们也在那里带领着弟兄姊妹往前。
And they stepped up and they took charge.
那我也想到就是说我们有各种的聚会，好像我们前一阵子有教会的郊游。
So I also thought that just recently we had a spring church picnic.
那我们在去年年底的时候呢，我们知道这样的一件事，我们就请 Lena 姐妹来负责。
And at the end of last year, we invited Sister Lena to lead this event.
所以呢 ，Lena 姐妹呢前前后后跟我不知道联络了多少次，因为她很担心这个活动办不好。
It was countless times that Sister Lena wanted to talk to me, just to talk about the details so nothing would go wrong.
所以每一次她预备好之后，我就把她带到负责弟兄的中间，跟负责弟兄们一起讨论。
And every time she talked to me, I would bring her message and took it to the leadership group and communicate with them.
那因为去年的活动呢，我们办起来好像有一些弟兄姊妹的声音觉得，哎呀，活动的费用太高了，好像我们都不能够参与。
Because the year that took place before, it seemed like that the price might be a little higher, and some brothers and sisters were thinking that it was too high.
今年呢，我们就特别考虑到，就是说，哎，尽量把费用能够降低一点，好让弟兄姊妹能够踊跃的参加。
So this year we wanted to find a way to make sure that it is affordable.
所以呢，我们就找到这样的一个地点，让弟兄姊妹能够花这一天的时间，我们可以在外面一同的旅游。
So that's exactly why we picked this spot.So that we could spend just some amount of money to enjoy the whole day of journey.
那我们今年呢，也请特维弟兄呢，在这个整洁的服饰上跟弟兄姊妹一起来配搭。
And this year we invited Brother Zhao Kewei again to help us lead the church cleaning.
他们发现昨天的整洁也特别的顺利。
And also, so that's why yesterday went so smoothly.
那两点多的时候就已经结束了。
At about 2 p.m. we were completely done.
我们也感谢很多的弟兄姐妹们起来一同在这样的侍奉上一起配搭。
And also thanks to the brothers and sisters that came and participated with us.
可能我们弟兄所没有看到的，哎，别的弟兄、别的姐妹就补上去。
Maybe something that a brother missed, another brother picked up and finished it.
我觉得这个是一个很美的侍奉。
So I thought that that was a great offering.
所以呢，当我们看到我们自己聚会的地方那样的整洁的时候，我们心里对我们的弟兄一面呢，对他也要有一些的赞美。
So when we come to your meeting place and see how clean and neat it is, let's go to the leading brother and give him a compliment.
我们也把一切的荣耀归给我们的神。
And all the glory to our Lord.
我们在祷告的聚会上，今年呢，我们也有家庭祷告日的这样的一个安排。
And this year we also started something new. We have a small group prayer meeting.
所以呢，我们也尽量让弟兄们能够在这样一个带领祷告的聚会上有一些的服事。
And we also invited different brothers and sisters to lead these small group prayer meetings.
虽然只是三五个家庭聚在一起，可是他们却负责一个带领者的角色。
Even though it's only a small group from three or five families, there is still a leader to be had.
有些弟兄姊妹开放他们的家。
There are brothers and sisters that open up their house to be the hostess.
可是有些弟兄姊妹却在那里学习带领。
And there's also brothers and sisters that learn to lead in those settings.
弟兄姊妹，我真的觉得，就是说我们在教会里面，我们不要太谦虚。
So brothers and sisters, at times we might not be so humble. We don't need to be so humble.
当教会的负责弟兄请你来做一件事的时候，希望你能够有勇气来承担这样的一个侍奉。
When a leading brother is asking you to step up and take charge, you need to be confident and take charge.
可是当我们拿到这样的侍奉的时候，我们对神我们要有一个谦卑的一个心志。
But when you take on these leading positions, then you have to serve with a humble heart before the Lord.
不是因为我们能，所以我们可以站在这样的一个地位上。
Not that we can or we have the ability that we have this position.
实在是因为神召我们在这个一个大家庭里面我们一同侍奉。
But it is because of the Lord has chosen you in this big family to take a small part of it.
所以我也希望你不要把这个带领者的角色呢让给别人。
So I hope that you don't just give your leadership to someone else.
当你的力量不够的时候，我希望你能够邀请弟兄姊妹为你来祷告。
When you lack power, when you don't think you can do it, ask the brothers and sisters to pray for you.
所以我们可以靠着神加给我们的力量完成所托。
So that we could finish our assignment with the help of our Lord.
可是有时候我们看到，哎，这个弟兄姊妹也在那里做事，那个姐妹也在那里做事的时候。
So now when you see a brother and a sister, they're all taking leadership roles.
可能我们也会有一个问题，为什么不是我，而是他？
Then maybe you ask, how come I am not chosen to be a leader?
那当我们心里面有这样问题的时候，可能我们可以多跟负责弟兄们来交通。
Now when there's a time when you feel that way, then you need to come talk to the leader, the leading brothers.
可能我们弟兄们可能在这样的事上没有发现你的那个恩赐。
Maybe simply the brother just did not see your gifts.
可是当我们敞开交通的时候，
then when you open up and talk to this brother,
可能神就把你那样的恩赐能够显露出来。
Then And maybe God will reveal your gifts to this leader.
那在两个礼拜之前呢,
Now 2 weeks ago,
那在我们啊神学院有一个牧者呢就跟我们分享他的生活。
In my Bible study school, a leader came and shared his life.
那他就说到呢他跟他的太太。
And he mentioned to us that him and his wife,
那他跟他的太太呢他叫做呢这个是神恩侠侣。因为我们知道那个金庸的小说有一个神雕侠侣对不对他就说他跟他太太一同的服侍是神恩侠侣。
Him and his wife are like this comic character.
那 他特别就讲到就是说、他在他一生的服侍上面其实他跟我年纪差不多。就是他说呢他太太呢对他有很大的帮助。
And then this brother shared with us that his wife was a very important part of his service.
所以呢他就写了这一段的诗他说夫妻同心其利断金。
And he wrote this little poem that basically said that when the husband and the wife share the same mind, their might is stronger than gold.
透明小心百毒难侵。
And when everyone is transparent and open, then nothing poisonous can come into this relationship.
就是说我们在夫妻的生活里面呢，他觉得呢，传道人的夫妻的生活更是需要弟兄姊妹紧紧托住的。
This brother is basically telling us that as a preacher, the relationship between him and his wife is even more important to be supported by all the members of the church.
所以呢，他跟他的太太之间所有的关系都是那么的透明。
So that's why everything between him and his wife are transparent.
他说，唯有这样能够保持他们在侍奉上能够同心，能够一起往前。
And that is the only way that could keep them serving together as a couple.
那这位苏牧师呢我们的弟兄呢他就交通到就说有一次他参加弟兄的聚会聚会完呢他大概就有五六位弟兄那他们呢就在一起的交通
So one time this brother Soul was telling us that he attended a brother fellowship one time and afterward five or six brothers came to him afterward to ask him some questions
所以呢他们呢在 这样的一件事情上他们特别的小心
There's one thingthat this pastor wanted to make sure everyone is aware of.
就是在我们荧幕上所显现的就是说在这个财色权亲情上的失足。
He said that on the screens, to be aware of the wealth, of a power, and also your relationship with your families, and also be aware of lust.
因为我们知道如果真正是一位传道人的话
Because if you are truly a minister,
那他们在这些的事上常常遭受攻击。
Then on these four things, you are constantly under attack.
不管是在明处或是在暗处。
Doesn't matter if you're in the spot or if you're just behind.
可是呢，我们也发现到，如果是一个假的传道人的话。
But we know that if you're not a true minister.
那他们常常在这些的事上得到益处。
Then it is very easy for them to gain some advantage on these four things.
所以我们在周五读经的时候特别讲到，恐怕那诱惑人的。
So on Friday, we particularly talked about watch out for the one that is tempting.
恐怕那诱惑的人的终究诱惑了我们。
To be aware that the tempter may tempt you.
所以呢，不管是初期的教会也好，或是现在的教会也好。
So it doesn't matter if we talk about the church in the early age or the church of now.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常要在这些的关系上，让我们有一个警惕。
Brothers and sisters, please be aware of these things.
所以呢，他跟这些弟兄们呢，就有一个老爸公约。
So then he shared this constitution with his brothers.
所以酷老爸公约。
The constitution of the cool dad.
所以这五六个弟兄们，他们就聚在一起，他们说我立志，每天清晨起来之后，前五分钟就要献给神。以祷告读经来亲近神。
So these brothers and sisters, these five brothers, they signed this commitment together with the pastors to spend every day the first 5 minutes for the Lord.
因为他觉得他们做一个父亲应该有这样的角色。
Because he thinks that as a father, he has to take on the leadership role for the family.
他说我立志基于圣经的品德和信仰来信仰教育来保护培育我的孩子跟后代的子孙。
And then they also said that I will commit myself to follow the integrity and the teaching and the morality of the Bible to teach my children.
成为神荣耀的见证。
So that my family could be a testimony of the glory of the Lord.
还有立志尽心尽性尽意尽力的爱他的妻子好帮助他的妻子活出 他身上一切的美德。
And they also make a commitment that they would spend their whole might and heart to love their wife so that she could help him together to manifest all her goodness.
这一群弟兄呢，他们也立志呢，把他们的眼目交托给神来管理，拒绝看任何色情的图像或情欲的眼光来注视任何的女人。
They also make a commitment that they will only set their gaze on the Lord. They will not look at any pornography or if they look at any other woman with a lustful eye.
弟兄姊妹，这样的公约看似简单，可是遵守起来非常的难。
So brothers and sisters, it looks simple, but it is very, very hard for a brother to follow.
所以这几位弟兄呢，他们就常常聚在一起，常常彼此的督促。
So that's why these brothers, they would constantly gather and they would encourage and take care of each other.
所以呢，在家庭里面，他们可以做一个领导的角色。
So they can now become the leader of their own family.
那他们跟孩子、跟亲子的关系呢，才会更加的健全。
And they could become a better father to their wife and also to their children.
那接下来呢，他又讲到，就是说他身为传道人，他跟他一个男性的传道人。他跟姐妹之间如何互动？
And then also, this brother shared with us further how he would interact with other sisters.
那原本呢，他是讲到传道人与异性的互动守则。
In the very beginning, it's only talked about how a man should react to another sex.
可是呢，我拿下来之后，我就把它放了一个刮胡，可能比较合适我们的教会。
But then I made a little modification to it so that it's easier for us to follow.
因为我们教会都是说弟兄，弟兄，弟兄。
Because here we all call ourselves brothers.
所以呢，就想到就是说弟兄与姐妹互动的守则。
So basically here it talks about how a brother should interact with a sister.
黑色的呢是苏牧师写的。
The characters in black was the original scribe from a brother's soul.
蓝色的呢是我把它加上去的。
The part in blue is my modification.
因为我觉得在现在这样一个时代，我们的姐妹也要有这样的一个概念。
Because now in this new age, the sisters should have the same awareness as the brothers.
不单单是弟兄而已。
Not only something the brother should be aware of.
所以他想到一个传道人单独在外地侍奉的时候，他不住单身跟单亲姐妹的家里。
So for a brother, for a minister to travel, he should not stay in a sister's house.
那我就不再仔细讲这一方面了。我就想到就是说，就是我们在跟弟兄、跟姐妹之间，我们互动的时候，我们都要十分的小心。
So basically, if I boil it down, for a brother or a sister, when you interact with a different sex, you should be careful.
好像我们可以同心的侍奉主。
So that when we gather, we are serving the Lord.
那今天聚完会之后，我也会把这一段的 PowerPoint 跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
And after this, I'll share with you this PowerPoint.
为什么呢？因为我两周前呢，得到这一个牧师他在我们中间分享的时候，同时在聚会里面都受到很大的激励。
And then because when I first saw this presentation from a brother, it made a great impact on me.
所以呢，我就发现就是说，真的我们要在这样的一个时候，我们大家都注意到这样的事。
So here, I think that this should be a guideline that we should be aware of.
那 total 有十点，我就不多说，这个是后来他自己在写的。
There are a total of 10 points, so I'm not going to go into great detail on each one of them.
可是有一件事情很重要呢，就是他这一句话。
But there's one thing that we should be mindful of.
就讲到呢，就说悔而不改呢，就像在大海中。
That if you are regretful, but if you don't want to change, just like you're now in a big ocean.
我们好像坐在一个破船上面，有一个漏洞。
That is like you're sitting on a boat that is already broken. There's a big hole.
我们一直在往里面，往外面舀水。
That you would try to take out the water from inside of your boat.
可是我们却没有想办法去把那个漏洞补好。
But yet you never spend any time to fix that hole.
所以常常呢，我们在教会里面一同侍奉的时候。
So as an example,When we are serving in a church,
我们应该做那个补漏洞的人。
We should be the one who is fixing that hole.
那不是一直在那边舀水而已。
Not the person who is only taking out the.
我们对于我们生命里面的破洞。
That when we look at our life, if our life has a hole,
我们也要祷告主，让我们能够把它补好。
That we should pray to the Lord that this hole can be fixed.
悔改在神的面前。
To repent to the Lord.
所以呢，我们在今年上面，我们教会之间的交通，我们也有代祷的联络网。
So here.This is a network of our communications.
那特别希望弟兄姊妹都能够 认识到这样的一件事情，当我们需要代祷，当我们需要交通的时候，我们可以找谁？
So more particularly, when you're in a group, when you need someone to pray for you, these are the people that you should go to.
所以在教会的同工方面，我们有梁弟兄，有高弟兄，有温迪姐妹，有碧秋姐妹，在那边服侍我们。
So as the leader for the church, we have Brother Timothy, we have Brother Paul, we have Sister Wendy, and we have Sister Bichou.
所以不管是弟兄或是姐妹，我们都有一个交通的对象。
So it doesn't matter if it's a brother or sister, there's someone for you to go to.
就是我们一直在交通到弟兄，你要跟弟兄来交通，姐妹你要跟姐妹交通。
We may want to emphasize to you again that as a brother, you should talk to a brother. As a sister, you may want to talk to a sister.
我们也有负责的弟兄在我们中间来牧养管理神的教会。
And there are also leaders, fellow leaders in this church, fellow leading brothers.
所以我们有青海弟兄，有新同弟兄，有明中弟兄，还有我自己，一起在教会里面负责任。
So we have Brother George, Brother Keith, Brother Ken, and myself to help you.
那我们在读经分组也有小组长。
And there for our Bible studies, we also have small groups.
所以有仁爱组、喜乐组、和平组，还有恩慈组、信心组，还有我们的英文 encounter 这个小组。
And we have the group of love, the group of joy, the group of peace, the group of kindness, the group of faith, and also the group encounter.
所以呢，在任何一组，我们都有小组长跟他们的妻子一起在那里服侍众人。
And in all these groups, we have the leading brother and also the sister to help you.
我希望你们不是看到他们而已，还要看到他们的妻子。
So I hope that you're not only talking to the brother, but also talking to the sister.
所以在小组里面，姐妹呢，你可以找姐妹来交通；弟兄呢，你可以找弟兄来交通。
So that when you're in a group setting, if you're a brother, you can talk to a brother. If you're a sister, you can talk to a sister.
我相信今年开始，你们收到 email 的时候，我们的 email 地址也转变了。
I also hope that you realize that we have now a new email address.
常常我们收到祷告信都是从这个8141.casgv@gmail.com 所发出来的。
When there is a prayer request, we always send it out with the address 8141.casgv.gmail.
那这个信箱呢，我们的同工跟负责弟兄都可以看得到。
And this is an email that could be opened by all the leading brothers and sisters.
所以呢，我们有教会有什么样的事物，我们也会透过这样的一个信箱发信息给大家。
So whenever there is a need in the church, it will be sent out to you in this email address.
我希望弟兄姊妹，你们有什么代祷的事项，有什么交通，你立刻发到这个信箱的时候，我们也会在这里一起为你来守望。
So I definitely hope that if there is something you need a prayer request on, send it to this email so we can be your watchman.
最近一个朋友呢，他说他有了 iPhone 5.
Recently, I have a friend. He recently got an iPhone 5.
那他就说，圣中，我每次要找你代祷都没有办法。
And he said, Brother Stevens, I don't know how to send my prayer request to you now.
好像呢，我每次要找你代祷的时候都非常的难。
Just like it has now become much harder for me to help you help me on prayer requests.
他说，你是一个传道人，你应该常常为弟兄姊妹能够祷告。
And he said, you're a minister, you should pray for all your brothers and sisters.
所以呢，他就把他的 iPhone 4给了我。
And then, so now he gave me his old iPhone.
他说，这个反正我也不用，你就拿去用嘛。
He said, well, I no longer use it. Why don't you take it?
所以呢，我就去把它申请了一个信箱。
So now then, with that phone,
电话线。
I have now a new plan for my phone.
弟兄姊妹，我也非常愿意按着这样的一个朋友的分享，就是把这样的一个电话奉献给神，让你们能够跟我联络。
And I definitely hope that I can now use this phone as this gift from a brother to use it to help us.
如果有任何代祷的事项，你也可以马上就用这个号码来与我联络。
So if there is any need for a prayer request at any time, you can use this new phone number to reach me.
姐妹们需要关怀的，我就会请姐妹们去关心你们。
If it is a need from a sister, I will find another sister to come talk to you.
弟兄们需要代祷的呢，我就会马上为你们祷告。
If a brother needs some help, I will pray with you.
也会带到教会的祷告聚会中为你们来祷告。
And I will also take that into a prayer group meeting setting to pray for you.
那怎么样来记这个电话号码呢？
So how do you remember this new phone number?
我就把它弄得比较容易一点，希望你们能够记住。
I put it in a way differently so that you can remember it.
那就是62628。
It's at 62628.
2加8等于10嘛，所以最后一个是0。
If you put 2 and 8 together, it becomes 10, so that's why you have a 0 at the end.
所以中间就是3993这个倒过来，39然后倒过来就是93 3993。
And in the middle of it is the 39 and the 93, so it is basically in reverse order.
那我也觉得非常多余，可能你打一次电话给我，你的电话都记下来了。
Or maybe you can just simply save to your home.
不管怎么样， 那这里有一个 email， 这里有一个电话。
So it doesn't matter what it is, there is now an email address and my phone number.
那希望呢，就是我们都能够重新的在神的面前，为着神的家一起来关怀这个家。
So I hope that as a member of this family, we can all partake and help each one out.
所以呢，就讲到遵照神的吩咐。
And here we're going to talk about how to follow the Lord's command.
因为我们在这里一起的聚集是按着神的吩咐，按着神的托付，我们在这里聚会。
Because when we gather and assemble, we're doing it at the command of the Lord.
所以我们之前交通到经历十架十苦变甜。
So before we talked about how when we experience the cross, sorrow we become sweet.
吃喝基督满供应。
When we eat and drink Christ, we are now satisfied.
基督中心能管理。
When we put Christ in the middle, we could be a good manager.
见证基督显荣耀。
And when we testify for the Christ, then we manifest the glory.
所以我们在生活上，我们没有吃的东西，我们没有喝的东西，我们非常容易抱怨。
So when in our daily life, if we are not eating, if we are not drinking, then we will complain.
以色列的百姓也是这样。
And it is the same for the Israelites.
或是在我们吃不好、喝不好的时候，我们也很容易抱怨。
And when we don't have a good meal in us, then we start complaining too.
我们不抱怨不哀哀叫怎么可以呢
And how can we not complain when we are in a bad situation?
可是神的儿女抱怨这一件事情上当我们向着神抱怨的时候所代表的意义就是我们向这位主失去了一个信心
But now as children of God, whenever we start complaining about things, that is a sign of us not having enough faith.
抱怨这件事情让我们只知道说我们的眼目已经注重在这个饮食上面。
When we start complaining about not having enough food or water, then we're just setting our gaze on food.
所以环境来的时候我们发现我们不再靠主的话。
So that means that when a situation arises, we no longer rely on the word of the Lord.
所以里面的抱怨就很容易就上来了。
So that's why your internal complaining will start.
可是如果我们在抱怨的时刻里面还有主的话，那个抱怨就可以转换成我们的赞美归给神。
But now, just before we start complaining, if we could remember the words of the Bible, then we could change our complaining into praises.
因为我们知道我们吃喝的是基督，我们里面呢就从基督耶稣来成为我们的供应。
Because at that moment, we realize that when what we drink and what we eat is from Christ, and we can be satisfied.
上次我们也交通到教会呢是神的家。
Last time we also talked about how the church is the house of God.
就以基督为我们的中心。
It's the family of God. How the Lord is the center.
所以教会不是一个电影院或是一般的一个社交的场合。
So that's why a church is not like a cinema. It's not a social gathering.
好像教会脏了呢，乱了呢，我们拍拍屁股就可以走开。
Not like when the church is dirty, you can just look at it and say ignore it and walk away.
如果我们拍拍屁股一走呢，我们对教会我们不会有家的感觉。
If you start looking at things and ignoring things, then this house is not like a home to you.
昨天我们把教会整洁干净了。
Yesterday we just spent time cleaning this house.
是不久之后我们还需要再整洁。
And soon after we'll clean it again.
可是呢，我们至少在这一段时间里面，我们可以保持神家的干净。
Yes, at least during this time, let's try to keep this clean.
因为你知道这里呢是神的家。
Because you know that this is the home of the Lord.
所以呢，当我们离开教会的时候，是我们弄乱的东西，我们就会去把它整理好。
So when if you make a mess somewhere, please fix it up.
是我们的儿女把教会弄乱的玩具。弄乱了，我们就会去把它整理好。
If it is our children who made a mess, then we will clean it up for them.
更进一步呢，我们会训练我们的儿女去把教会的东西整理好。
Furthermore, why don't we train our children so that they will fix their own mess up?
这就是以基督成为我们的中心来管理教会的事物。
And that is a sign of God taking center of this house.
所以呢，上次我们交通到见证基督，好叫基督的荣耀可以显现。
Last time we also talked about how we are testimony of Christ, how we can manifest the glory.
弟兄姊妹，征战这一件事情呢，一生都跟着神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, our whole life is like going into a battlefield.
我们中间我们的恩赐若没有整合起来
，Now if we don't gather all of our gifts.
我们的团队若没有建立起来
If our team is not built up,
我们的纪律如果没有一个成果展现出来
If we cannot show good fruit,
那我们怎么样能够在征战的事情上得胜见证主呢
Then how can we be overcomers in this battle?
如果你说哎呀做基督徒一生都有征战实在太辛苦了
If He's just signed and said, it is just too hard to be in a battlefield my whole life.
算了，还是不要当基督徒的好。
And then you may say, then forget it. I don't want to be a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的。
Then brothers and sisters, let's look at it differently.
我们一生面对征战呢，是因为我们知道我们有一个复活的生命。
When we spend our whole life in this battlefield, because we know that afterward, we have a resurrected life.
而这个复活的生命是我们的仇敌所最不愿意看到的。
And this resurrected life is something that the enemy don't want us to have.
所以当你有复活的生命之后，这黑暗的权势就在那里不断的要向你挑衅。
So whenever you show the sign of your resurrected life, the enemy want to take it away from you.
如果你发现呢，今天你的生命是一个死亡的生命。
But now, if you realize that you're only living a life to die,
那罪死魔都不会来bother你。
Then I tell you that no one will come bother you.
所以我们基督徒既然有这样的一个永生的生命，我们就要为主来做见证。
So as Christians, now that we have this resurrected life, we have to be a testimony for Christ.
好像神那样永远的生命可以在我们里面活出来。
So that His eternal life can be manifest through us.
所以我们要进入到我们今天的交通了。
So today we're going to go into today's sermon.
所以呢，我们要以基督为我们的中心。
How we have to put a Christ in the middle of us.
不是我们个人的中心。
Not in the middle of each one of us.
而是整个教会的中心。
But in the middle of the together.
所以我们才能够一同往前。
So that as together we can move forward.
当时以色列百姓他们总共有200多万人以上的人口。
Now at that time, the Israelites, the population is more than 2 million.
所以说呢，将近40个 Montreal Park 的人口呢聚集在一起。
So put it in perspective, it's like 40 Montreal Parks coming together.
他们以神的会幕为他们的中心。
And they use the tabernacle as the center of the camp.
想想看，那么多的人要一起往前的时候，何等的困难。
And think about how difficult it is.For this big population to move anywhere.
可是我们却发现，当神要他的百姓以他为中心的时候，神就在那里亲自引带他们。
But we see that in the Bible that when God wants His people to move, when the people put God in center, they can do anything.
所以有11个月呢，他们停留在这个西乃的旷野上。
So there are 11 months when they spend time in the wilderness.
这十一个月是一个非常非常重要的一个停滞点。
And this 11 months of stoppage was a very important time for them.
好像先前呢，他们是逃离了埃及。
Just like just the time before, they just depart from Egypt.
非常非常的匆促。
They rushed out of Egypt.
可是呢，接下来呢，在西乃旷野之后呢，他们却要成为真正的一个耶和华的军队，向着迦南美地进行。
And then after that, they spent 11 months in the wilderness of Sinai.
所以呢，神在西乃旷野就为他们预备了许多的事物。
So that's why in these 11 months, God has prepared a lot of things for these people to go through.
甚至是他亲自的同在。
More importantly, His own presence with His people.
我们来读这一段的经文。
Let's read these verses together.
那在民数记第9章15节。
Numbers chapter 9 verse 15.
那我们一直读到23节。
15 through 23.
那我请弟兄姊妹一起来读。
Together.
立起帐幕那日，云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时几行，云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。以色列人遵耶和华的吩咐起行，也遵耶和华的吩咐安营。云彩在帐幕上停住几时，他们就驻营几时。云彩在帐幕上停留多日子，以色列人就守耶和华的吩咐而不起行。有时云彩在耶和华的吩咐驻营，也照耶和华的吩咐起行。有时从晚上到早晨，有这云彩在帐幕上，早晨云彩收上去，他们就起行。有时昼夜云彩停在帐幕上，收上去的时候，他们就起行。云彩停留在帐幕上，无论是两天，是一月，是一年，以色列人就驻营不起行，但云彩收上去，他们就起行。 他们遵耶和华的吩咐安营，也遵耶和华的吩咐起行。他们耶和华的所吩咐的，都凭耶和华吩咐摩西的。所以弟兄姊妹，这一段的经文念下来，你会发现有几个关键的字眼一直在重复的出现。
So brothers and sisters, after reading these verses, a couple words we should pay attention to.
第一个就是讲到帐幕。
First, it talks about the tabernacle.
第二个就是讲到云彩。
It then talks about the cloud.
所以在这一段的经文里面，你会发现云彩跟帐幕基本上是分不开的。
So in these verses, you can see that the cloud and the tabernacle, they're always together.
所以当我们在地上呢，有服事族的利未人把帐幕搭建起来的时候
，So when the people, the tribe of Levi, when they set up this tabernacle.
或是他们在那里把会幕收起来的时候，这就是神儿女行动的一个指标。
That is a sign of the people of God doing action.
因为呢，他们在那里的侍奉是看到云彩上的动静在那里侍奉。
Because these people, they act after they see the sign.
所以呢，那云彩的动静是他们侍奉最高的一个原则。
So when the cloud moves, this is the sign of people to follow.
所以当云彩不在那里的时候
，So when the cloud is no longer there,
当云彩不动的时候
，Or when the cloud is set,
他们知道神要住在会幕中间
，Then they know that God wants to dwell in the tabernacle.
他们看到云彩移动的时候
And when they see the clouds start moving,
他们知道神已经不在帐幕里面
Then they know that the Lord is no longer in the tabernacle.
所以他们看到神在云里的时候
So when they see this cloud,
他们就往前行进
They will move toward the cloud.
当云彩停下来的时候
When the clouds stop,
会幕搭建起来，神就住在会幕中。
They will set the tabernacle so the Lord can dwell in the tabernacle.
所以整个以色列的百姓也是按照这样的服事，在那里向前或是停住。
So the whole Israelites follow these Levites to go forward and stop.
所以这一点提醒我们，我们做神儿女的人，我们的动静常常是随着神的动静来行进。
So these remind us as children of God that we will always follow where the Lord is.
是我们跟着神一起来起舞，而不是我们要求神来与我们起舞。
It's that we follow where the Lord goes, not we request Him to go where we want to go.
弟兄姊妹，当神没有动的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when the Lord is set still,
我们千万不要把神的居所给拆了。
Don't take down the tabernacle.
可是当我们看到神在往前的时候
But when we see the Lord going forward,
我们也不要空空的守住一个空的帐幕
Then let's not stand around an empty tabernacle.
所以当我们安营或是起行的时候
So it doesn't matter when we camp or when we set out.
我们要注视那云彩
That we need to look at the cloud.
所以我们想想看200万的以色列人他们怎么能够知道说我们要往前要往后呢
So think about it. For a population of 2 million and plus, how do they know to move or not move?
所以呢这里没有一个从地上升上去的一个萤火。
So here, there's no campfire that extends from the ground up top.
却有一个从天往下降的一个云彩。
But quite on the contrary, there's a cloud that is already up top.
在这样的一个旷野的上面呢他们可以知道啊云彩在那里移动了。
And in this wilderness, when they see this cloud starts moving,
所有的百姓就可以往前。
And all the people can move together.
因为他们知道主呢让云彩往前。
Because they know that it is the Lord who is telling the cloud to move.
他们知道主在那里带领他们往前。
And they know that it is the Lord who leads them.
可是今天我们在教会里面有圣灵的工作坐在我们的中间。
And today in this church we have the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个云彩就是一个圣灵的表号。
And this cloud is a representation of the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天教会那么多。
So today there are many many churches.
全球有许多奉主名的聚集。
And there's a lot of places that gather in the Lord's name.
今天我们不再跟从一位肉身的基督
And today we no longer follow a flesh.
我们却感谢神他赐下那个圣灵让全球所有的教会能够一起来跟
But thanks to the Lord that he has now given up a Holy Spirit that can lead all churches.
所以今天圣灵呢也做工在每一个弟兄姊妹的身上让我们可以一起往前
So today the Holy Spirit is working on you so that we can all move forward.
所以我们在这里要守住神的吩咐
So that's why here we have to follow the Lord's command.
遵守主的吩咐
to follow the Lord's command.
也是这一段经文里面最常提到的
It is also something that these verses talked about the most.
在西乃的旷野里面
in the wilderness of Sinai.
11个月，神在那里吩咐他的百姓，应当怎么样遵守他的教训和律例。
In these 11 months, God spent time to teach his people what his commands are.
因为神要把他自己的工作交给他的百姓去做。
Because the Lord wants to give his work so that his people can do it.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在教会里面也是这样。
Brother and sister, it is the same for us.
不是呢，你们要听我的。
It's not that you have to listen to me.
也不是呢，我要听某一个人的。
It's not that I have to listen to someone else.
今天有一个很重要一件事情，就是在教会里面，我们都要有一个新的生命。
But that there is a key point is that we have to all share a new life.
这个新生命让我们可以彼此的顺服，来听主的话。
And in this new life, we can now have the discipline to hear the Lord's command.
所以当我们坐在一起交通的时候，我们里面有阿们的声音的时候，我们就知道说，是的，主愿意我们这样行。
So when we gather and when we come to a common thought of Amen, then we know that that is the Lord's command.
不是在于人的吩咐，乃在于神的吩咐。
Not someone's command, but the command from the Lord.
所以当我们往前走的时候，我们发现照着神的吩咐聚集的时候。
So when we march forward, when we follow the Lord's command.
我们就是一个被神所纪念到的人。
Then we become a body that the Lord remembers.
我们来读民数记第十章一到十节。
Let's read Numbers chapter 1, 1 through 10.
往回啊，我希望能够把英文的圣经也秀出来。那我们还是一起，我们从第一节读到第十节。
Together, verse 1 through 10.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要用银子做两只号，都要锤出来的。
And you shall use them for summering the congregation and for having the camp set out. When both are grown,
会众要到你那里，聚集在会幕门口，三推一支，众首领就是以色列军中的统领，要聚集到你那里。推出大声的时候，中间安的营都要起行。二次推出大声的时候，
The camp set up pitch on the south side shall set out, and the alarm is to be blown for them to set out. When trumpeting that assembly, however, ye shall both be found sounding an alarm.
亚伦的子孙做祭司的要吹这号，这要做你们世世代代永远的定例。你们在自己的地与欺压你们的敌人打仗，就要用号吹出大声，便在耶和华你们的神面前蒙纪念，也蒙拯救脱离仇敌。在你们快乐的日子和节期，并月朔、献燔祭和平安祭也要吹号，这都在你们神的面前作为纪念。我是耶和华你们的神。所以呢，在这一段的经文里面，我们发现神吩咐摩西要做两支号。
So in these verses, we know that the Lord asked Moses to make two trumpets.
这号呢是用银子所锤出来的。
Two trumpets made of silver.
那经过许久的时间才做出来。
And after hammer work in a long time, you shall make them.
我们知道呢，在这个西乃旷野之前呢，当他们吹号的时候，他们是用羊的角。
And we know that before they come to the wilderness of Sinai, the trumpet that he used was the horn of an animal.
可是当他们用羊的角吹号的时候，那个音准呢非常不容易的控制。
But when they use this horn of a lamb to blow as a horn, it is hard to control the pitch.
所以在这11个月里面呢，我们发现呢，神要摩西做两支银号。
So in these 11 months, the Lord asked Moses to make two trumpets of silver.
所以吹出来的声音呢就会十分的准确。
So that this trumpet of silver will always be on pitch.
不但准确呢，又能控制声音的大和小。
Not only if it is on pitch, it is all, you can also control the volume of the sound.
所以特别呢，保罗就交通到呢，这个吹号呢，就好像一个传道人呢，在那里传神的福音。
So more particularly, Paul described this as a minister preaching.
所以我们也知道，当传道人在那里分享信息的时候，就好像在神的百姓中间在那里吹号。所以我们这段经文看到呢，当吹两支号的时候呢，所有的会众就聚集在会幕的前面。
So here it says when both of the trumpets are blown, all the congregation shall gather.
吹一支号的时候，只是会众的首领呢，他们聚集在那里。
When only one trumpet is blown, only the leaders gather.
所以呢，当这个号声大的时候呢，他们就要往前行走。
And when they blow this trumpet, like an alarm with a harsh sound, then the camps will set out.
行走的时候也有一个次序, 谁先走谁后走。
And when they set out, there's an order. The east side goes first, then the south.
就是借着这样的一个号音, 200多万的人都能够听得清楚。
And it is through the sound of a trumpet, 2 million plus people can hear the same sound.
所以他们的眼睛不但看见有云彩在那里行动,
So not only will the people see the cloud,
他们的耳朵也听见那个号音, 确定他们要往前行动。
They will also hear the sound of the trumpet, knowing for sure that they are going forward.
所以他们在面对仇敌的时候, 吹出这个号音。
And when they face an enemy, they will blow these trumpets.
他们发现神在那里纪念。
Then you will see that the Lord will remember,
使他们可以往前的时候胜过仇敌,
so that they can overcome the enemies.
可是呢, 当祭司们吹号的时候,
And when the priests blow these trumpets,
所以他们心里面欢乐的时候在那里吹号的时候,
When they blow this trumpet in the heart of joy,
他们也发现神在那里纪念他们,
They also know that it is the time when the Lord remembers his
people, 纪念他们心里面那样的欢乐跟喜乐,
To be a reminder that we are before God.
所以这一支银号就是神让他们继续往前的一个最后的预备。
So this trumpet is the last tool that the Lord has prepared for his people.
因为所有的事情都已经预备好了。
Because all other things are prepared.
神的话也在那里了。
His words are there.
神的儿女呢也都被组织好了。
His children are now gathered in groups.
最后呢神把他这样的一个银号呢赏赐在他们的中间。
So lastly, God gave them this trumpet as the last tool.
我们也从经文里面看到只有亚伦的祭司可以吹这个号。
And here, from the verses, we know that only the descendants of the priest Aaron.
这个号呢, 不是任何人都可以吹的。
This horn cannot be blown by just whoever.
所以呢, 这些祭司吹这个号在神的儿女中间的时候, 他们知道他们可以往前了。
So when the priest blows this horn, the people know that it's time to march forward.
他们知道神为他们的征战是一定得胜的。
They know that the God will overcome all battles.
那他们也知道神纪念他们一切的好处。
Also know that God remember them.
所以他们的聚集, 他们的行进,
so when they came out, when they camp or when they set out,
那都有神在那里与他们同在,
is according to the Lord.
今天我们交通到教会行政上的事物也是这样,
so today when we talk about the activities of a church is the same way.
好像同工跟负责弟兄在那里吹号的时候,
just like when the workers and the leaders are blowing the trumpet.
弟兄姊妹我们常常不要去干预。
And brothers and sisters, let's not interrupt.
为什么呢? 因为这我们的同工跟负责的弟兄, 他们花了更多的时间在神的面前来寻求神的心意。
Because the leading brothers and sisters, they already spent a lot of time together and asking for the Lord's command.
所以在他们里面有一点的意念, 要带领的教会往前的时候, 我们就是一起来跟。
So in them, when they have this vision to lead us, let's follow them.
这样教会才会有一个定向。
So then the church now has a direction.
那我们要跟呢, 是跟着教会这些负责的人来走。
So when we follow the leaders of the church.
所以我们所做的就蒙神纪念。
So that when we do it together, we will be remembered by God.
弟兄姊妹,有时候我们会觉得说, 听主的吩咐实在是一个太难的事。
So brothers and sisters, at times it is so hard to listen to the Lord's command.
从来也没有人说听主的吩咐是一个容易的事。
Because no one has ever said that it is an easy thing to do.
可是如果我们愿意学习来听主的话,
But if we're willing to learn,
我们相信圣灵在我们里面的平安会一直带领着我们。
And we know that we will be led by the peace of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,我们都要一起来看神在我们中间的工作。
So brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to the work that is doing in among us.
我们也要一起来听神在我们里面的吩咐。
And together, let's listen to the Lord's command.
所以当我们停下来的时候,我们好像在那个帐幕里面,在那里赞扬那荣耀的基督。
So when we camp, let's look at the Lord who is in our tabernacle.
所以呢,当我们起来往前的时候,我们才能一路跟从基督来服侍众人。
So that when we set out, we know who to follow and how we can serve.
虽然时代不一样,我们今天生活在这个时候。
Even though the time is no longer the same, we are living today.
云彩还在那里，吹号的工作也还在那里。
But I tell you that the cloud is still there, and the sound of the trumpet is still there.
一定让我们的眼目可以看见，一定让我们的心可以听见。
So let's set our gaze on this cloud and open our ear to this sound.
我们什么时候该动？我们什么时候该进
？When we're supposed to camp, when we're supposed to set out.
让我们好好跟着我们。这位基督
so let us follow Christ.
所以呢在所有的事物都准备好的时候他们就按站往前
When all things are prepared, the group will move as one.
所以呢他们的领袖呢摩西就在那里唱歌颂赞神
So the leader Moses sang this song.
他在那里唱说主啊你凭你的慈爱领了救赎你的百
Moses said,
所赎的百姓
from the love and kindness of God that he has now redeemed his people.
你凭了你的能力引他们进到你的圣所
and through your might you took them into your holy place
弟兄姊妹我们在这里看到一件事就是摩西要带他们进到神的圣所
so here we see one thing is that Moses is leading his people into the holy place
这一路旷野的路就是要进到圣所里面
through the wilderness going into the holy place
这一段的经文说到到你的圣所
In these verses, he talked about to arrive at your holy place.
我们常常都会说进迦南美地。
A lot of times we describe it as going into the land of Canaan.
是我们要进迦南美地。
Yes, we want to go into the land of
Canaan. 可是进了迦南美地，却是要去那个圣所去朝见神。
But now more than just going into the Canaan, we want to go into Zion.
所以当百姓在行进的时候，约柜往前行。
So when the people march forward, the Ark of Covenant goes with them.
祭司就在那里唱歌说，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。
And then the priest will sing this song that says, I ask that your enemy will depart, I ask that the people who hate you will run away.
所以当约柜停下来的时候，祭司又在那里唱说，说耶和华，求你回到你。以色列的千万人中
And when the Ark of Covenant stopped, the priest will say that it will ask Jehovah to come back into the people of Israel.
我们发现这一个团体是一个美丽的团体
So we see that this group of people are beautiful people.
所以他们在面对仇敌的时候
And when they face the enemies,
他们知道神与他们同在
They know that the Lord is with them.
所以他们可以顺从基督往前走这样的道路
So that they could follow Christ to walk this path.
那有一次有一个他们遇见一个仇敌
One time they faced this one enemy.
那这个国家的国王呢就要吩咐约兰呢去咒诅以色列百姓
And this king of the enemy asked Joram to face them.
所以呢当他去到山上看到以色列百姓住在旷野中的时候
And when this enemy saw the Israelites just living in the wilderness.
他发现他咒诅的话语没有办法向着以色列百姓来说
He realized that he cannot curse these people of the Israelites.
所以呢当他心里面按着神的吩咐在那里唱诗的时候
So when him started following the Lord's command.
咒诅挪去了
Then he can no longer curse.
向着以色列百姓呢所发出来的赞美却显出来。
And toward the people of the Israelites, he can only come up with praise.
他看到以色列百姓搭建的帐篷在那里的时候
When he sees the tabernacle and the camp that the Israelites set up.
他在那里赞美说雅各啊你的帐篷何等的华美。
The only thing that he could say that the descendant of Jacob, how beautiful is your people?
以色列啊，你的帐幕何等的华丽
And how fancy is your camp?
如连接的山谷一般，如河旁的园子
Just like a valley connected to the next valley, just like a garden next to a river.
如耶和华所栽的橙香树
And just like a tree that is planted by Jehovah.
如水边的香柏木
Just like the tree that is next to a river.
所以这就是神百姓聚集在一处往前的时候那样的一个光景。
And that's the image when people of the Lord gather as one.
就是敌人他们看到都觉得那样的美丽。
It's that even an enemy, they come, they can only stop and praise.
这一件事情就让我想到我们去郊游的时候。
And this is one thing that reminds me when we went on to a church picnic.
还记不记得我们去参观这个安娜伯格庄园？
Do you remember when we went into the burial place of Annenberg?
我们都说里面有多好多好，所以我们很想去参观。
And then we talked about how it is so beautiful inside and how we want to go inside to see it.
所以呢，确实我们走到那里也确实是不错。
And in fact, when we got to outside of the place, it looked very beautiful.
可是我们往外一看的时候，却是一片沙漠，对不对
？But then if you look further, we were just in the middle of a desert.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们的里面建造，也就是这样。
brothers and sisters, when God builds on you, it is the same.
在我们的里面是那么样的美丽。
That inside of us is such a beauty.
可是世界却不是我们居住的地方。
And yet, what outside of us is only wilderness.
这世界却像这个旷野沙漠地一样。
The world that is around us is just like a desert.
一片荒芜。
It is only a wilderness.
可是我们愿意在神的家里面聚集。
But when we come and gather in the house of God,
我们就可以一站一站的往前。
Then we can together go forward.
弟兄姊妹，真的，我们把神的话记在我们的心里面。
So brothers and sisters, let's remember the Lord's word.
遵照神的吩咐，我们按站往前。
To follow the Lord's command and march forward.
所以我们最近遇见的所有的事物，都在我们的里面成为我们的力量。
And let all things that we encounter become our strength.
我们看到教会要往前的时候，弟兄姊妹都愿意摆上的时候。这也是我们的力量。
So when we see the church moving forward, when brothers and sisters moving forward, let that become our strength.
让我们常常为教会祷告。
So that let us pray for the church.
好叫我们同心的来侍奉。
So that we could serve according to one.
我们再来唱诗歌。
Let's sing this song again.